My name is Maureen Thompson. My name before was Maureen Joyce. I was born in Alton, New Row. And then I moved up onto Greenlee at Alton, number 9 Greenlee. Beautiful houses. So big. They were for convalescent people, really, weren't they, Tom, at the beginning? We had big French windows at the back. And a big sitting room besides. A massive kitchen. Three bedrooms, bathroom and toilet separate. Oh, it was a beautiful house. And the garden. Oh, I mean, 3 houses there would make our garden what we had.
My name's Thomas Thompson. I used to live at 7 Greenlee. I was born in 1929. I was born in Greenlee, and I lived there until we got married in 1953. My dad was called Herbert Thompson. I seem to have inherited all his failings from health-wise, because during the war, First World War, he drove tanks, and he was gassed badly in one tank. He survived, and he came home and drove buses until he had to retire just before the outbreak of the war.
Which bus company did he work for?
He started off when he came out of the army. He would drove for Wallace Arnold's coaches, Sharabang, to the coast and back. He packed that in because he could get more money driving for West Yorkshire bus company. And he drove with them until he died.
Did he ever bring the bus home to Greenlee?
Only when they all came to bury him, they put the coffin in the bus.
My dad's name was Michael Joyce, and he worked at the Water Egg Pit in Alton. Religiously, he'd be sat waiting to go to work. That was the kind of person he was. Never stopped off work, but he did like a little drink, because an Irishman, he did. And he loved to go and play his dominoes at Old Mason's, yes. It was a good dad. The unfortunate thing about it all, love, he worked all those years till he was... died at 79, I think he was. A few years when he retired, wasn't it? When his health wasn't good, we told him to retire. And he didn't get a penny from his works. He didn't get nothing. No. We tried everything, didn't we, Tom?
You mean as
solicitor?
He
didn't get nothing. You know, they were all getting these big payouts. My dad didn't. My mum was only 53 when she died, and Tom and I has looked after my dad till he died.
And he had emphysema, did he?
Yeah.
On his chest.
His chest, love. My mum was Elsie Armitage born.
Tell me then about your eldest brother, Eddie Joyce, who you call Teddy.
Edward Michael Joyce, but then he must have liked Teddy better, Teddy Joyce.
He went to the brickworks from school, presumably.
Oh, yeah, and he was...
And what happened to him at the brickworks? Tell me about the accident, what you know about it.
I think, wasn't it a machine, Tom, that took his...
The machine that formed the bricks. They put like a clay, lump of clay, the machine comes down, forms the bricks, they whip it out and away. And he were a bit slow getting his fingers out on one occasion, and it took him off. But by the time they'd finished stitching him up and whatnot, he'd lost a lot. The machine took the tips off. When they got to hospital, stitching down and men, they were probably mashed, I don't know. And they took them off. And he finished up with 70% compensation, blaming him partly and machine.
Then he had to learn to do everything. It must have been terrible. His thumb, it was incredible what he used to do with it, you know. That was so strong. He learned to use his knife and fork and... He used to do everything, dress and do, didn't he, Tom? Yeah.
So what was the first thing he did after he recovered from this accident? Do you know what the first thing
I told you, he made fire screens and things. Your sister bought one, didn't you? Yeah, his first one he made. That's what he used to do.
And where did he do that? Where did he make them?
In Greenlee, where we lived.
Right, so he started this little business at home.
Yes, different things he used to make, you know, to make money, I suppose, you know. The best thing about that man is nobody helped him. He didn't have a comeback from somebody, from family, money, to help him get what he did. He did it all on his own merit. I suppose in some things he did a lot of things wrong, and but it was great.
And then he got his compensation through. And that set him up in taxes.
In taxes?
Well, And I rather fancy it what the compensation put them all together and set them off on taxes. Quite a thriving business, evidently. Think how he came about Teddy. When he got over his fingers peeled, he joined forces with Renard or somebody in a taxi business in Oulton, along with Frank Cooper and all them. They all had a taxi business joint, you see, taxi business. His office, as such, was in Rothwell, because they were in Oulton and Woodford, Cooper and Renard or somebody. And then, as time went on, he took over a taxi business in Leeds. Changed the name to Teddy's Taxis, I think that's where the Teddy...
What happened after the taxis?
Blackpool. Went to Blackpool, then Penraven. He bought a big hotel, looking after people visiting.
Making his money.
And making a lot of money.
Like everybody in Blackpool were doing at that time.
A lot of money. Yeah.
And was that actually still during the war then?
Yes. Well, towards the back end of the war, when Americans took over Blackpool.
They had a big camp there, did they?
Yeah, just outside Blackpool. Because Penraven originally were just one house, one boarding house. And then the next one, he knocked it into two, so it's two staircases.
So when you got in the front door, you went up two beautiful staircases.
I've got you.
Because it was two houses in one.
And what happened next?
And then he took the club, didn't he? The Ace of Clubs.
He came on hard up, appeared on our doorstep, and they told us that he'd packed in at Penraven and he'd come to live in Leeds. And that was it. You know, he stayed and all the rest of it.
Yes,
and they said, oh, I've finished now in Blackpool. I'm looking for a business in Leeds. He appeared again a bit later on, three months later. I've bought an old cinema in Meanwood and I've got my work tools out. I'm going to convert it to a nightclub. That was him gone again. And he appeared a bit later, he said, I've got club on points of opening. Can I offer you a money in a job?
And I didn't want to.
No.
I didn't want to.
And from that, from saying yes, it were the best 12 years of his life, because we met everybody. All the artists and everybody, top artists at that time. We had a great time.
And what did you do in the club? What was your jobs?
I was bar manager and reception. That lasted quite a while. Towards the end, he bought Lawrence House. He turned it into, put a restaurant on the Ace of Clubs and all the rest of it, casino, just a small casino. From there then, he came back here to live at Lawrence House, which he'd purchased.
Did he call the club in Leeds, this cinema that you're talking about?
The Ace of Clubs.
It was always called the Ace of Clubs.
We'd been open about two months, and we had a big fire. Somebody had dropped a lighted cigarette in a wastebasket. On the way out, we knew what it was like, but we couldn't prove it. Jealousy again.
It was deliberate then, you say?
We thought it was at the time, yeah.
Right.
And he rebuilt it all and everything, made it better than it was to start with.
And what used to go on at the club?
We call it a nightclub, but it was a theatre club. We had all the artists, you name him, they've been. We remember them when we see them on television. Like Humperdinck, he was Jerry Dorsey.
He
used to come up on a Sunday, he'd thumb his way up from London. Please, Mr. Joyce, can you give me a week's wage? I've no money. Sorry, Jerry, we can't do that for you. Oh, so Fred Ernt, head cleaner, were listening. He says, come on. Jerry says, I'll give you your dinner. So I took him across at Sunday, give him his dinner, and he made it, you know, the old big tapes. He sang every song he knew on that tape for him.
Because he was from Leeds, wasn't he, Humperdinck?
Yeah, Dorsey.
But that's what he was called, and I mean, if you'd have seen him, he had not a penny to his name. Sat at that table, I can see him now.
Teddy's getting the mail, you know, from agents and whatnot, and he got this one from, I've got a new name for a singer, he says, Humperdinck, do you fancy him for a week? If price is right, like, you know how they talk. Yeah, okay, then send him up. And he came on the Sunday. Hello, Mr. Joy. Sorry, Jerry, we've no work for you, as usual. Can't fill the bill with you. I'm Humperdinck. You get it, same wage.
Who were the people who came to the club? What kind of people were they?
All members. You had to join.
You had to
wait 24 hours before you could come in. And you all had a little booklet of rules and regulations. and presented at the door.
He
and
was
played
on the floor, you see, was Tom. He was on the floor all the time.
We were very fortunate one way, whether it were me that put him off or not, I don't know, but we never had any trouble. Only on one occasion, and we showed him fire door, and he calmed down, and that were it. We never had any more trouble. And we used to be full every night, until decimal coin came in. And because they changed the price of beer to a decimal coin, and it had gone up, it had doubled in price, they never came. Old cinema, you know, sloping floor and everything. So he had to put a glass floor in that took it to two levels, up and down. So the stage band were in the middle, and this wall were a big double mirror. And the artists used to either come out on the floor or stay on the stage. They all loved looking at themselves working. All of them, I don't care which one they were, could see themselves working, so they performed better. And of course, the floor came up and down for dancing and whatnot.
Oh, so it moved up and down?
All lit up.
You've no idea what it was like. It was absolutely beautiful. And that casino and everything, if you saw it. And there were a restaurant, you know, to eat as well. You know, we had a lovely chef, didn't we? Yeah.
And would you say it was the place to go in Leeds?
Oh, yeah, definitely the place. Without any doubt.
It did, we outshone them all. The only thing that killed him was what you call him that had black had Scarborough. The, you know, the show people in Scarborough. He bought...
Baffley variety.
He bought that, and he brought, from America, trumpet blower. And, of course, the wages for him were astronomical. So the other artists then got together and said, well, if they can pay his wages, they can pay our wages, same.
That's what's going
on. And that was the demise of nightclubs in Leeds.
So what did Eddie do then?
As I said, he'd already bought Lawrence House. As the membership were gradually falling because we weren't getting the right stars, because we couldn't afford them. Of course, it goes down and down. And they sold it eventually, bought Lawrence House, and got that all set up as a club.
Was Lawrence House a club as well, or could you just turn up and get a meal?
Well, you booked. I mean, obviously, if you wanted a decent table, you rang up and booked.
And there was no entertainment of the same kind that you'd had in Leeds?
No, no entertainment.
No entertainment at all. No.